Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The DH, David Justice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting 9th. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knoblauch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Becker strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Molitor. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Myers hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Justice for the out. 1 out. Matt Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mears for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Myers for a passed ball. Vizquel moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco bunts between the mound and first base. Hawkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. Vizquel moves to third. Grissom moves to second. One out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tomey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Tomey reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. Grissom scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Giles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 0 for 1 in the game. Borders hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hocking who is chasing the ball. Borders reaches third base with a triple. Giles goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Borders scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Thome moves to second. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Greg Swindell now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thome scores. Justice moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Borders is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Borders hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears is hit by the pitch. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hawking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hawking hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mears moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mears scores. Hawking moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Becker reaches second base with a double. Hawking scores. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Vizquel steals third. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Mike Trombley now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Grissom moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Tomy strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Justice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grissom scores. Franco moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 9-3, Indians. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Justice scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-3, Indians. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Borders is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Borders hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Darren Jackson now playing center field. Rich Becker now playing right field. Denny Hocking now playing second base. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Casey Kendall now playing second base. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson scores. Becker moves to third. It's 12-4, Indians. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Myers is 0-for-3 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields it and throws to second for the out. Becker scores. 2 outs. It's 12-5, Indians. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-3 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-4 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Justice strikes out. 1 out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Borders is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Marty Cordova pinch hits for Matt Lawton. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Colbrun pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova now playing left field. Greg Colbrun now playing first base. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hocking takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hocking moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Myers is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.